have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. The delegation of the Republic of Kenya congratulates you, Mr. Chairman, on taking up the chairmanship of the meeting of state parties and assures you of our support in the conduct of your work during this meeting. Further, our delegation wishes to reiterate Kenya's commitment to the successful implementation and sustainability of the convention. We will continue to support the implementation of the convention through active participation in all meetings of the convention, both in our national capacity as well as under the non-allied movement. This support is in recognition of the challenging times that the convention is going through in terms of sustainability and financial predictability. We commend you, Mr. Chairman, the United Nations Office on Disarmament Affairs, and the BWC Implementation Support Unit for your efforts in ensuring availability of sufficient funds to finance this meeting. Mr. Chairman, we welcome the inclusion of arrangements for the 9th Review Conference and its preparatory committee in 2021 as an agenda item number 10. This will enable timely preparation for the 9th Review Conference. We agree with your proposal, your proposed program of work as a rolling schedule that allows flexibility in the efficient management of our work. We commend the BWC ISU for adequate preparation for this meeting, including preparing different scenarios for the 9th Review Conference scheduled for 2021. We look forward to open deliberations on the proposals with a view to reaching consensus for approval at this meeting. Mr. Chairman, in view of the constraint on time for this meeting, we shall refrain from making technical interventions on the outcomes of the 5 intersessional meetings of experts at this moment. Instead, we will consider the reports of their respective chairs during debate on this specific agenda item number 6 and make interventions in line with the guidance that you have already given in your communication. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, we wish to reiterate the importance of the intersessional meetings of experts as a valuable platform for experts in various fields relevant to the convention to address technical issues ahead of the meeting of state parties. The meetings facilitate the exchange of ideas and exploration of diverse approaches towards strengthening the convention. Again, Mr. Chairman, we look forward to a robust debate on the options presented from the outcomes of the meetings of experts, with a view to making concrete recommendations to the 9th Review Conference. Regarding the ongoing universalization activities, we commend UNODA and the BWC ISU and other multilateral organizations for the sustained push towards achieving universal ratification of the convention. Kenya will continue to play an active role in supporting these efforts. In this regard, we have initiated discussions with UNODA on hosting the Africa Regional Universalization Workshop in Nairobi early next year. Finally, Mr. Chairman, it gives us great pleasure to join you in welcoming the 183rd State Party, our neighbor and friend, the United Republic of Tanzania, to the Biological Weapons Convention State Parties. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.